This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. WikiLeaks has published thousands of documents exposing the CIA's hacking program that developed ways to hack smartphones, smart televisions, Windows-based PCs, and even the computer chips in late-model automobiles. Some experts are saying that the revelations could be bigger than the massive surveillance program run by the NSA revealed by Edward Snowden. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that at least one source has confirmed the authenticity of the documents. The documents also confirm what some people have said for years about the vulnerability of smart technology. This is pretty troubling to learn that the one agency in the U.S. government that has overthrown or attempted to overthrow at least 56 countries since the end of World War II has these tools at their disposal. The U.S. has made more than 50 attempts to assassinate political party leaders worldwide since 1945, according to William Blum in his 2003 book, Killing Hope, U.S. Military and CIA Intervention Since World War II. Intellectual writer and commentator Noam Chomsky called this book far and away the best book on the topic. Former CIA officer John Stockwell called the same book the single most useful summary of CIA history. The documents WikiLeaks published also discussed the ability of the CIA to use Russian malware to hide its hacking so as to blame it on the Russian government. Yet, with all of this massive surveillance capabilities of the CIA and the NSA, neither agency has produced a smoking gun showing alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians to hack the 2016 elections, which of course the charge in itself is deceptive because there were no reports of any electronic voting machines being hacked during the 2016 election, as the charge insinuates. As analysts continue to pore over the documents, the spin doctors and media are already trying to downplay the revelations and more proof that the CIA is by far the most anti-democratic entity on the planet. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. Check out more commentaries and subscribe to my podcast at blacktalkradionetwork.com.